AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. As Hillary Clinton decides whether to make another run for the White House, questions continue to swirl around her use of private email accounts and a private email server while she was Secretary of State. President Obama tells CBS he's encouraged by her decision to turn over emails to the State Department for review.
I'm glad that Hillary is instructed that those emails that had to do with official business need to be disclosed.
And the president says he didn't know about the private email accounts until seeing the information in news accounts. The fact that the secretary did not use government accounts concerns Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
I am a little bit worried about the security of those emails. They would have been prime targets for cyber attacks.
Mrs. Clinton has also been criticized for fundraising for that group for the Clinton Global Initiative while Secretary of State. But former President Bill Clinton tried to dismiss those concerns at an event in Florida.
The UAE gave us money. Do we agree with everything they do? No, but they're helping us fight ISIS. Mm-hmm. And they built a great university with NYU, open to people around the world. And they've helped to support the work that this foundation does.
Critics question whether Hillary Clinton, though, should have been involved in the foundation's fundraising while Secretary of State. President Obama says the United States would walk away from nuclear talks with Iran if there's no acceptable deal with that country. He tells CBS any agreement must allow Western powers to verify that Tehran isn't going to obtain a nuclear weapon. In an interview on CBS, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says that Iran cannot be trusted to reveal all they have to nuclear inspectors.
Under the nose of inspectors, they built two underground bunkers that they didn't know about, the inspectors didn't know about, and we, the intelligence agencies of the U.S., Israel, Britain, didn't know about for years.
This is AP Radio News. There were peaceful protests in Madison, Wisconsin overnight following the fatal shooting of a 19-year-old black man by police. That shooting happened after Officer Matt Kenny forced his way inside an apartment after hearing a disturbance while responding to a call.
He heard sounds of what sounded like a disturbance coming from within the home. And it was at that juncture that he forced entry.
Police Chief Mike Koval was on WKOW-TV. An economic analysis firm is estimating losses in the billions of dollars from the series of snowstorms that swept through New England this winter. The IHS Global Insight estimates that Massachusetts alone suffered roughly $1 billion in lost wages and profits as storm after storm delivered more than 8 feet of snow in roughly a month. The folks in New England might consider shipping some of that snow to Alaska. A lack of snow has made trail conditions there difficult for mushers taking part in this year's Iditarod sled dog race. The ceremonial start was yesterday in Anchorage. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.